Good morning. Good to be with you.
I love this series. What a great idea. Where did you come up with the idea to put together a series of books about presidents and trials that they were involved with?
Well, I'll tell you, it kind of started with my co-author on the first book coming to me and saying, you know, you're not going to believe this, but in 1989, in the garage of the great-grandson of the defendant was discovered the only transcript that exists of a case where Abraham Lincoln was the attorney. And you know what? No one's written about it. And I said, come on. What? Found in the great-grandson's garage, and no one's written about the only case that Abraham Lincoln argued in 1859, 9 months before he becomes president. He was right. And so we turned that into our first book, which was Lincoln's Last Trial. But that also inspired us to go find these sort of great transcripts from trials in history involving presidents. And so after that, as you point out, we did Theodore Roosevelt, where he was a defendant in a great case. And then on this one, the fact that there's a 217-page transcript from 1770 of the Boston Massacre murder trial, when John Adams, representing the British soldiers, is just such a historical treasure. And it had never been made available on a sort of widespread basis. And so we took that transcript and tried to bring it to life in John Adams Under Fire.
What a fun book. It's a fun read because it really does bring history alive, doesn't it?
That's the goal, right? And the goal, look, this is a murder trial. We are not, you know, these are not biographies of each of these presidents. Yes, we refer to, you know, some history about their presidencies just to provide some context for the trial in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, in this book, for example, in the John Adams book, this is well before John Adams becomes president, 30 years before or so. So, you know, this is John Adams the lawyer. This is John Adams the patriot who had rocks thrown through his window and lost half his law business because he represented the despised British soldiers. And, for, you know, remember, they killed, of course, five colonists. And the question becomes, you know, why did he take the case? What was the defense? And that becomes the book and why it was so fun to work on.
Fun read. And, of course, we all have a little extra time to read right now. I think a lot of people are going to be picking this one up. Dan, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be with you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.